Almighty, forever, forever, more blessed, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and in and be the Lord God Almighty, who reign forevermore, who reign forevermore, who reign forevermore, who reign forevermore. Father in heaven, I love you. I lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praising as your people. We declare your mighty work. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Oh, yeah. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, you reign forevermore. You reign forevermore. Go ahead and bless him this morning. It is an honor to appear in his house again this morning. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him praise. Let's thank him that we are alive and well. Thank him for all these testimonies that we had this morning. Thank you for testimony that have been shared. Thank you for testimony that are yet to be shared. Thank you for the ones on the way. Our God is good. Our God is kind. Our God is merciful. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God. Thank you for yesterday's services. Thank you for the first service. Thank you for the second service, the Sunday school, the children's church. We are grateful for safety. Thank God for good weather. Thank God for good weather. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for yesterday's services. Thank you for the first service, the second service. Thank you for Sunday school, for the children's church. Thank you for good weather you are giving unto us. Thank you for opening our eyes that how to be ready for your return. We are grateful. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are all going to unmute our devices and pray and say, Father, please be merciful unto me and to my household and all members in Jesus' house. Go ahead and
Anoa
preach the gospel message. Most times I've offended God, you don't even know. Lord, please be merciful unto me, merciful unto member of my household, merciful unto the church, any member of Jesus' house, wherever they may be right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail over me, over my household, by your word. In the name of Jesus, let it be.
Jesus,
forgiveness in this way. Oh Lord,
Amen.
You are doing well. Your next prayer point is taken from Psalm 77, verse 13. Psalm 77, verse 13. And the next one after is Psalm 78, verse 41. Psalm 77, verse 14. Verse 13, rather. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Did you see that? When you come to the sanctuary, you come to the house of God, you understand the ways of God. That's one of the blessings of coming to the house of God. It is in coming to his house, we understand the ways of God. You are going to pray and say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
give me your way.
Show me your way.
This morning, in the name of Jesus, make that your as you have appeared in the sanctuary,
in
your own house, right to and say, oh Lord, show me your way this morning.
Open
my eyes
to
understand your way.
In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to
know the way to go. In Jesus' mighty name, we have to
Amen.
Amen.
You are doing well. Your next prayer point, Psalm 78, verse 41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the only one of Israel. I pray for you, you will not limit God with unbelief in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What God is prepared to do in your life as we devote ourselves to prayer in this week. You will not limit God through unbelief in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to pray and say, my Father,
my Father,
in this week,
in this week,
increase my faith.
Increase my faith.
In you and in your word. I will not limit your power in my life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's nothing a man wants to do that if you are not empowered by heaven, that thing will not work. John 3, 27, John was speaking, he says that a man, there's nothing a man can receive except be given to him from heaven. So you are going to pray this morning that the grace to spend time in the place of prayer and less time on social media this week, I receive prayer. Make that your prayer. Lift up your voice. I receive less time on social media.
Amen.
Of days, I thank you for this blessed morning. Thank you for yesterday's services. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your move. Thank you for healing, for souls that you save. Thank you for visiting all your children. Thank you, Lord Jesus, even for even for the assignment you have given unto us in this week. I thank you for the grace to even to begin it since yesterday. We are grateful. Lord, I want to thank you for all the testimony. Thank you for all your sons and daughters that your spirit woke up this morning, even to join prayer. Lord, as we learn in your word in Psalm 77, verse 13, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Lord, I pray, make your way known to everyone that appeared before you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As your sanctuary is in our midst, that your sanctuary is with us. Make your way known to every one of us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen. And God,
we shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you and your household. Year 2024, my year of glorious manifestation. I shall manifest God's glory, God's power, God's wonders in all nations of the earth, in holiness and divine health. Amen. As you have said, so the Lord will do unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. You may mute your devices for the next few minutes. God began to speak to us on the temple of God. On the temple of God, and we were able to look at a few things, just a few introduction into it. And so we're going to trust God this week to begin to look at it properly. There are three areas we are going to focus on mainly. Number one, the physical temple, which is the physical place of worship. Number two, our body, which is the core temple of God. And also our houses as the temple of God. But for now, let's look at the physical temple. Now, turn your Bible with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews 10, 25. Now, I'm going to read from verse 19 to 25. For understanding sake, sometimes when you pick a verse out of 50 verses, you don't really get a full understanding of what God is saying. So let's take some more verses from there. Now I read Hebrews 10 from 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us through the veil that is so, that is to say, his flesh. Verse 21. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Verse 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, this was Paul. This was Paul's letter, admonishing the brethren, encouraging the brethren on one, particularly on the holies of holies. He was talking generally about the house of God, talking about how when we appear, our conscience is purged, how when we appear, when we gather together, we are able to see the glory of God. Now, when we talk about the temple of God, now we're talking about first the physical building that's in this category. The physical building. For instance, 635 Sargent Avenue, it's the temple of God. It's the temple of God. So what are some of the characteristics of the temple of God? Now, when you look at the word of God very closely, beginning in the days of Moses, for instance, beginning from the days of Moses, you will understand that God has always been interested in his temple. He has always been interested in dwelling in a place where people can call him, having a set place. It could be an altar, but in this case, in the days of Moses, God told Moses to construct a tabernacle. And in that tabernacle, there were specific order, how it should be built, what needs to be added, and what needs, and you know, how this the each of the sections should be. There's a part for the holies of holies. There's a part where only the high priest can enter. There's a part whereby only the brethren or the members can stay, and so on. Now, in the days of Moses, if you look at Exodus chapter 30, God commanded Moses in verse 11, Exodus 30, 11, and also Exodus 31, but Exodus 30, verse 11, now I read from 11 to 12, and also verses 26. Now, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, Exodus 30, verse 12 now, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numbereth them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numbereth them. Now, verse 13, this they shall give everyone that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerah, and half shekel shall be an offering of the Lord. Now verse 26, and thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and so on. I wanted to spend time to look at the first tabernacle that was built in the days of David. David had wanted to build a tabernacle. In the days of Solomon, Solomon was able to build one, and the glory of God came down, and so on. So we have in the Bible, examples of physical places that God ordained for the children of Israel to call upon him. What do we know about this place? Number one is that it is the place where God dwells. With God dwells in the physical temple. So in the church, when you come to church, when you come to Sunday service, Bible study, prayer meeting, praise program, whatever review, you are in the physical church. Know that you have come to the place where God dwells. That's very important. You must be conscious of the fact that I am in the place where God dwells. So you can't do anyhow there, because God dwells there. You can't litter the place. You can't turn it to something else. No, it's not a place for business transaction. It's not a place where you are just meeting for socializing. It's an hallowed place. So number one, characteristics of the physical temple, God dwells there. Number two, is an hallowed place. Hallow. Hallowed down is a sacred place. The church is a sacred place. In our generation, thank God for the blood of Jesus that have given us free access. If you look at the Orthodox Church, particularly maybe people who were from Orthodox Church before they joined the Pentecostal or the seniors among us, you will see that the altar is not a place for anybody. In fact, the altar is usually guided. There's an iron to protect it. It's only the pastor, the senior pastor, the high priest that are allowed, even up to now. If you go to Anglican Church, you know, some of these Orthodox churches, you will see that the altars are usually barricaded, if so that no one just go there, because that is the place of God. Now, in our own case, we don't barricade the altar. The altar is open, but we are not to take it for granted. You are not to take it for granted. You want to step on the altar, you can't step on the altar with a dirty shoe. You want to step on the altar and then you want to go and eat on the altar, that is very dangerous. So, brethren, we must return back to hallowing the place of God's house, where God dwells. You can't do it anyhow. You can't do it anyhow. You can't just step in there and do what you want, or you are there and you are doing all sorts of things that are not of God. No, we have to be careful. Though God may not strike down, as we see in the olden days, because of the blood of Jesus that is available. But I want you to know that there is great implication with defiling the temple of God, the physical temple. You use the washroom in the church and you did not flush. You are defiling the physical temple. Remember, God not only dwells in the altar, he dwells in the entire building, the entire space. God is a hallowed place. Your children, those of you that have children, you brought your children in. You never care one day to see, oh, did the children mess up any part of the church? Let me tell you, you just take your children after the benediction and go. No, we have to hallow the temple of God. And I believe, I perceive in my, that's why God is bringing this up, topic to us. So first is one, is the place where God dwells, is a hallowed place, is a hallowed place. Number three is a place of prayer. Is a place of prayer. Jesus Christ said it. He was offended. He was grieved in his spirit when he entered the physical temple. And he saw that all the people, they have turned into buying and selling. People were selling dough. People were playing cards. People were doing all sort of business transactions. And Jesus was offended and he began to turn the tables, throw everything up, and telling them that you have turned my father's house to the dens of lions. You have turned the church to the dens of lions. That's what this generation is turning the church to. Dens of thieves, dens of business transactions. People come to church for business transactions, not because they want to see God. They come because somebody is going to buy their goods. That's the wrong reason to come to the tabernacle. So when you come to the church, you must know that you have come to the place of prayer. And when it is time for prayer, please pray. Don't engage yourself in something else. When the time for prayer is called, that's the time to pray. Why? Be conscious of our first point. God dwells in the physical temple. You are going to pray this morning. You are going to lift up your voice. You are going to say, Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. Lift up your voice wherever mm-hmm. you may be right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for sending your word unto me this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word.
Lord Almighty God, I thank you for sending your word unto me.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may mute your device, but in the next 1 or 2 minutes, you will mute it again. Now you are going to pray this prayer, but have your devices muted. You are going to say, oh Lord, I am sorry if I have defecated your sanctuary. That means if you have dirty it, that means if you have not taken care of, that's what it means. So you are going to pray and say, oh Lord, I am sorry in any way I've defecated your sanctuary. Go ahead and pray. Sometimes we do it unconsciously. Pray for yourself, especially we that have little children. Cry to God, everyone, in the name of Jesus. My Father, this morning, in any way, Lord, we have defecated your physical sanctuary. We are sorry. Please show us your mercy. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loves you. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come today a sinner. I'm sorry for the way I have lived my life. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I pray as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Finally, we are going to mute our devices and pray this prayer together. We don't have time, but when you look at the book of Haggai, chapter 1 and chapter 2, God shows so much respect and regard for sanctuary. So don't join people to defecate it anymore. You are going to pray and say, my Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless your sanctuary.
Bless your sanctuary.
Jesus has inner city outreach.
Jesus has inner city outreach.
And let every petition
that is
brought before you
that
Be
was brought
strong to
before you.
testimony. Go ahead
Be
and
strong
pray
to
in the name of
testimony,
Jesus.
Father,
You,
in the
my Father,
mighty
bless
name
your
of
sanctuary.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Father, bless your sanctuary in
let
Jesus'
every
name.
petition that is
Father,
brought
name of
before you,
Jesus, let
let
every
them be strong
petition
to
that brought
testimony
before
in
you,
the
the
name of
Lord, and
Jesus.
name of Jesus,
You are
strong
simply
to
praying for
testimony
yourself.
in the mighty
Lord,
name of
bless your
Jesus,
sanctuary.
Almighty
Every
God, in the
petition
name of
that
King,
your
bless
son,
you,
your daughter will
Lord.
bring before you,
Father,
even as they step
in
into the sanctuary,
the
turn them to testimony.
name
Turn them to
of
testimony in Jesus'
Jesus,
mighty name. We have prayed.
Amen.
I want you to stretch out your hand. Father, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for your
Jesus.
word you have brought unto us, teaching us on the temple of God. On the first category, the physical temple. Lord, we understand that going through the scripture, you don't joke with your where your presence dwell. You don't joke with it. It has to be hallowed. Lord, we acknowledge that in one way or the other, we might have taken your house for granted. We might have even come to your house for the wrong motive. Or maybe we have defecated your house in one way. Lord, I ask this morning, please be merciful upon us as individual family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray this morning, the blood of Jesus that you are seeing, that have given us free access even to your altar. Please let the same blood avail over your church universal in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for all your children. As each one begins to see your church as a hallowed place from this morning, Lord, bless each one of your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you go in this week, I declare the works of your hand are blessed. I declare
Amen.
your going in and coming out is blessed. I
Amen.
declare that in the name of Jesus, your children, your family, whatever that concerns you is blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As many that are sick or afflicted in their body be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we
Amen.
thank you for answers prayer.
Thank
In
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and
Amen.
amen. Amen. Brethren, don't forget
Amen.
the assignment in this week. Spend less time on social media. Spend more time on prayer. What are you praying on? Pray for the church. Pray for the city. Pray for our youth. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray that, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Surely, goodness and mercy
Yes, our
shall
mercy
follow
shall
us
follow me
all the days
all
of
the
my
days
life.
of our life.
Now we dwell in
I'm
the house
dwelling in the house of the Lord
forever. Amen.
forever. Amen.
Surely,
Surely,
goodness and mercy
goodness
shall
and
follow
mercy
us
shall follow you
all the days
all
of
the
your
days
life.
of your life.
You
And
shall
you will
dwell
dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Let the living soul shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you and your house.